Anytime Fitness. Zero joining fee today until midnight. Make healthy happen. Search Anytime Fitness and join. Blunston. Two things you never skimp on. A good mattress and a better pair of boots from Blunston.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Well, there'd been the news of late, the Collingwood Footy Club, but we're trying to focus on the footy, the actual footy side of it. Wisp, it was a little disappointing. They made finals last year, but I think they would have had higher hopes and aspirations. Katie Price set a very high bar yesterday when she did the Melbourne unconventional preview. Melbourne supporters, so I spoke to yesterday, walked away with a spring in their step on the back of some of her answers. And I'm sure this man, well known to everyone around the country as one of the great comedians and radio personalities and television personalities for that matter. But I was not aware that he was also and is and remains a passionate Collingwood supporter. Merrick Watts, welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to be on the show. Thank you.
Very great to have you on. Very, very pleased and excited to have you on. Where's this love of Collingwood? How far can we trace it back?
Oh, mate, I'm actually currently at my mum's house and my childhood home in Eltham, which, of course, is an old school Collingwood draft area from way back. And across the road when I was a kid, was a young bloke, took up footy as a teenager, a guy called Peter Moore. I don't know if you've heard of him, but... He grew up across the road, and so there was really no decision making in that process. It was always Collingwood. My grandfather was a Collingwood supporter, and that was it. It's in the blood.
Did you have a kick with Peter out on the street at any stage?
No, he wouldn't go near me. He hated me. He thought I was a terrible player, and refused to mentor me in any fashion. Now, of course, I remember Pete as a kid kicking a football pretty much the entire length of an oval, and I thought one day I'll be that good, and that never happened. So there you go.
Did he sling you any of his sort of old training gear or maybe an old number 30 jumper? Just say, yeah, young fella, have a wear of this?
No, when I was a kid, I always played with number 30 on my back as a kid because I idolised Pete and because I knew him. But when I was a kid, he never gave me any memorabilia, but he did give me a ride in his Sandman. He used to drive a yellow Sandman. Yeah, back in the days. I don't know if you know that, but he used to have a different name then. It was something truck. I can't remember what it was. I think it was truck or something. Anyway, and he used to drive that around everywhere, and he was legendary for having that vehicle. That only kind of made me idolise him even more.
Oh, sounds like the love was all one way at the moment, man.
Yeah, 100%. Still is.
if it's rocking, don't bother knocking. A lot of birds out that way in Eltham. Did he ever lend you his old jock straps and turn that into a Shanghai or something?
not quite that close.
Now, you played junior 42 for Eltham?
Yeah, played a few years with the juniors in Eltham, and then when I was about 25, moved to Sydney and knocked around with a few boys at the Balmain Footy Club in Sydney as a senior playing in the twos, and I realised that I'd never was any good at football, but still remained very passionate.
Well, I reckon you qualify for doing this after that. We've established that you are a long-time Collingwood fan. This is a little bit unconventional, but which player do you think will be a surprise top five finisher in the club best and fairest at the end of the season?
Ooh, who would most surprise me? I'd have to say Eddie Maguire would be the most surprising. But I would say probably Isaac Quaynor. I reckon, I think that kid, yeah, he's got really great ball movement and great speed off the halfback. And I reckon that as a ball carrier, he could break the lines for Collingwood and make that real difference penetrating the ball into the forward line. And I reckon he just looks like he's going to jump out of the box. And I reckon he could, and I don't want to put pressure on young shoulders, but I will say this, if Isaac Quaynor does not make top three best and fairest this year, Collingwood will not win a premiership for 20.
I love that. I think that's a great nomination. I was going to say Josh Dacos, but that's not left field. He came sixth last year, Josh Dacos.
No, he's amazing. He's a freak, that boy. He's only getting better.
Righto. Hopefully, from a Collingwood supporter's point of view, all of these distractions are behind you, but will there be a distraction for the club, and what would it be this year?
Ooh, well, Collingwood's got a few distractions. Darcy Moore, his hairstyle is often a distraction.
It is.
Jordan DeGoey's hairstyle can often be a distraction. It depends on who's dyeing their hair that week. But, look, yeah, I think the big distraction, of course, will be Buck's contract and whether or not he goes around again next year. There's a lot of turmoil in the club, as everyone knows. But I think, unfortunately, it is going to be... it'll probably be more of a distraction off field than it will be on field. So that's what all the Collingwood supporters are hoping for anyway.
Yes, they've been in the news lately. Now, which new pie, recruit or draftee, excites you most?
There's a young kid called Anton Tohill who's he's I don't know much about him, but his name's Anton, and I figure that if your name's Anton and you're playing football, you've got something to prove. I mean, Anton is a name that you've probably you've had to harden yourself at school. But his old man used to play Gaelic football and is an international rules player, Anthony Tohill. So he's got good speed, he's tall, he's agile, and he did really well in the draft combine. So I'm going to keep an eye on him.
Anthony Tohill, he was in Melbourne for a while. An absolute legend in the international rules. Yeah. There's a young kid by the name of Oliver Henry. Ollie Henry, Jack Henry's brother from the Cats.
Yep.
Played in a practice match on the weekend, jagged a couple. From watching all those underage, he's just a natural, beautiful, Mickey O'Loughlin style half forward that the Collingwood fans are going to love.
We'll have that. Excellent. Good. We need some good fresh blood.
What about somebody on the list now? And we've all got these players that play for the teams that we barrack for. You're a little bit unsure about the moment, but you think by the end of the season they might win you over.
Yeah, look, I reckon John Noble might be that bloke, because when he first started early on, some of his decision-making was letting him down because he had good skills. And he's not stupid, but you can't question his attack or his desire to win games. Sometimes he used to, you know, maybe use the ball ineffectively, but I think he's starting to string the smarts together with his experience. And I think when his skills all kind of form together, he'll become a real weapon. And, you know, anybody can, you know, improve, even if you adapt. Look at Maynard, right? Maynard writes in his diary with a crayon, but he's shown that anyone can grow smarter in football. So, you know, he's moved on to Texas now, Maynard, so that's fantastic. But I reckon John Noble, I used to have question marks over, but I reckon he's going to get better and better, and he's going to become a real weapon.
And he can pinch his dad's notes from the North Melbourne Footy Club throughout as well to help him out. Name the four players, Merrick Watts, that you'd invite over for a dinner party and why.
Ooh, over to my house. I'd have definitely Maynard, DeGoey, Sidebottom, and I'd get Chris Mayne, but only to drive the rest home.
Yes. The first three were a great concern to me. It's a very, very interesting dinner party you're going to roll with there.
Out of Maynard, DeGoey, still Sidebottom, somebody there is going to kick my television. So, you know, put a foot through the telly. I can't decide which one, but I think it might be Maynard.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Merrick, we're running out of time, but you're going to have a chat to your coach. One suggestion you might give Bucks, if you were to sit down and have a nice glass of Pinot with him, what might that suggestion be?
Oh, look, I don't like telling coaches how to do their job, but I'd say win games. Is that a good tip?
That's
direct. Win some more games. Yeah, win some games. Look, I reckon, honestly, for Bucks, stick to your methods, stick to your plan. But I like an attacking Collingwood side more than a defensive Collingwood side myself.
That would have to be a bit of a change but I am hearing that they may be doing that. Hey, Merrick, we're two for two. Cady Price yesterday was sensational for the Demons, and your bona fides there were well established. You're a big Collingwood man, and you're hoping for great things, and we love the fact that you jumped on with us this morning.
Absolute pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Merrick Watts, Collingwood's unconventional preview is done. That'll get the Collingwood fans up and about. He won the SAS Australia Award.